Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 22nd of May at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to EU-wide Employers Federation Business Europe. We'll also be chatting to the boss of Emerald Park, formerly known as Tato Park, of course, and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. I don't get a superlative this morning, Joe, do I not?
Well, let's see how you get on. There might be superlative at the end. Are you taking out the speedboat this weekend in the good weather?
No, I am not. It's a quiet weekend,
I don't believe that. I suspect you can kind of go somewhere and get very busy at the weekend.
I wish I had the life that you think I have. I really do.
Let us start with regulation. Now, the big European powers are moving towards a single centralized financial regulator. And we're a tiny bit nervous about that here in Ireland.
Yeah, this is a plan basically being driven by the largest six countries in Europe. And what they're trying to do is basically shift where the power is when it comes to financial regulation. So obviously, it's not just us, it's Luxembourg as well that will be a little bit worried about this. And what they're trying to do is gradually take over more and more responsibility, and particularly when it comes to the regulation of what would be called the very big financial institutions within the kind of the capital market structure within Europe. So what they want to move it to is to the French capital, an organization called the ESMA or ESMA. And look, it's interesting. The paper's been drafted by the Dutch and the Italians. It hasn't been circulated. The French, needless to say, are backing it because it increases the power of ESMA. But the idea would be to centralize supervision, as I said, of these big players at an EU level. So it kind of takes away the power at the individual kind of central bank level, and is supposed to free things up. Now, again, we've seen a lot of these things before. And it's interesting, Gabrielle MacLouf, the central bank governor in Ireland here, he was talking about the other day, and he says, look, centralizing powers doesn't necessarily mean it's the right answer. If there was a kind of a broad agreement that the same rules should be applied, you don't need to centralize all of this. You just get everybody on the same page. So it's going to be very interesting. As I said, it's in the early stages of this, but I think it probably also then is being brought into the realm of the, you know, does this European-wide thing about the savings and investment schemes through Europe, they basically want to try to make it easier for European companies to raise money so they're not going to the US stock market and basically, you know, trying to get a lot of European retail investors to put their money to work outside of just deposit accounts. So I think this is just one other part of a much wider thing that's happening within Europe.
Indeed, and it makes far more sense to put it into Frankfurt rather than Paris, since the ECB is already there, as well as AMLA and other bodies also being in Germany. Now, let's move on to the labour force here. There are 2.9 million people at work, but unemployment inched up.
Yeah, this is the labour statistics were out yesterday, and basically what it's shown is that growth in the Irish market has pretty much effectively come to a halt. So we saw the lowest annual increase recorded since the COVID pandemic in the first 3 months of this year. Now, it's good news and bad news. There was a slowdown in the tech sector, and you know we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a second. Mm. But there was also some notable increases in areas like construction. So I think at an aggregate level, it's not surprising. We've been hearing a lot of employers and things like that say this for quite some months, and I suppose it's eventually coming through in the statistics. The one interesting point that did come out in the data was that female employment, particularly part-time employment, was down quite considerably. It's down over 6% year on year. So I think there's a lots of trends underneath. As I said, you know, the tech side of it, well, obviously we saw the Meta announcement yesterday, but to be honest with you, that's come on at the end of a long list over the last while of you know, layoffs in tech sector, particularly around programming as programmers and things like that, as people deploy AI to try to replace some and optimize some of those things. But again, as I said to you, there was the positives of certain parts of the economy. As I said, construction did well, transport and storage also doing very well, you know, as people move towards online retailing. So there's a few shafts of light there, positivity in there, but overall, you know, definitely we're seeing the economy just kind of come to a slow halt in terms of the employment situation.
Indeed. Okay, let's move to oil. It has been still over 100. Do you get a sense that the markets are now numb to hints from Trump that a deal with Iran might be in the offing?
Yeah, I think they've ultimately, you know, there's a definite sense that you know, the markets have probably moved on a little bit. But I think where you are seeing some changes coming through in terms of bond yields, things like that, and other bits and pieces, I'm sure we're going to talk about in a minute. But, you know, there isn't the reaction anymore that we're getting. You know, people are just kind of going, enough already. We want to see a result one way or the other. And unfortunately, I think what all of this is playing out, and the longer this plays out, is telling us that you know, the US administration don't have the control over the situation they thought they had. They assumed that if they blitz bombed for a very quick period of time, the Iranian regime would roll over and everything would be okay. They'd be able to move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. But this is dragging on.
Which could be Cuba, by the way.
It could be, you know, maybe move a little closer to home. They don't like being all the way over in the Gulf, you know, causing trouble. But it, you know, as I said, they just don't have that control that they thought they were going to have. They just assumed it was going to be crash, bang, wallop, and move on to the next set of headlines.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely watch this over the weekend, especially if there is a hint of a deal, an outline of a deal. I think Trump wants to declare victory and move on, as you said. Aidan, thanks so much. Enjoy the speedboat over the weekend. That is Aidan Donnelly there from Davies. Don't forget the Green Business Person of the Month on News Talk with Repac. If you know a candidate who you feel has excelled in embracing sustainability in their business, you can nominate them. You can even nominate yourself at newstalk.com/green. newstalk.com/green.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.